And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 1st of July, 2011. The U.S. Postal Service introduced zip codes on this day, 1963, Zone Improvement Plan. It was in 1983 they rolled out ZIP Plus 4, which added a hyphen and four additional digits to the end of the code to speed things up even more. Zip codes start with the zeros in the Northeast and get bigger as you move south and west. 1979, on this day, Sony introduced the Walkman, the portable cassette player. There'd been cassette players around for a while, but Sony miniaturized it, made it portable. There was no external speaker. You needed headphones. It weighed 14 ounces, had a blue and silver chassis, and two headphone jacks so you could listen with a friend. It's the birthday of the novelist George Sand, Paris, 1804, the pen name of a woman, Amantine Lucille Aurore Dupin, who enjoyed wearing men's clothing, used a male pseudonym, liked to smoke cigars in public, and she became Frédéric Chopin's lover. The Battle of Gettysburg began on this date in 1863, about 35 miles southwest of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Three-day battle, one of the bloodiest of the war. The Confederate Army had just defeated the Union at Chancellorsville, Virginia, and Robert E. Lee thought it was time to head north. It's the birthday of the director and producer Sidney Pollack, born in Lafayette, Indiana, 1934. And it's the birthday of William Strunk, Jr., 1869 in Cincinnati, taught English at Cornell for 46 years, wrote a little handbook for his students called The Elements of Style, which one of his former students, E.B. White, revised in the 50s. A book that's full of advice, including, instead of announcing what you are about to tell is interesting, make it so. Here's a poem for today by Paul Zimmer, Howdy Duncan Managed Our Team. In the Junior Baseball League in 1950, twice divorced, without children, Howdy liked his Schlitz too much. Our team was his only other pleasure, but we were taking our licks at the bottom of the standings, embarrassed and blaming our manager. Gus Thurman arranged a petition for Howdy to be replaced and brought it around to our houses. Of course, we won our next game. Howdy was boisterous and thrilled. After he thanked the umpire and shook hands with the losing manager, he turned with a smile to his team. Just then, at that very moment, Thurman handed him our petition. Howdy read it carefully, studied all our signatures. When finally he raised his stricken face, we were all looking at him from the bench, our mouths open like a row of empty baby swallows. It was dusk, and shadows were long. Our girlfriends waited and watched, their tawny legs crossed in the bleachers. A distant freight, full from the mills, whiffed its way through the switches out of town. A covey of dirty wrappers flapped up across the first baseline. The neon sign in the window of the Cricket Bar and Grill across the 8th Street Bridge blinked once, then came on full. A poem by Paul Zimmer, Howdy Duncan Managed Our Team, from his collection Crossing to Sunlight Revisited, published by the University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.